He is our president. He will remain our president no matter what condition he is, as long as he is capable to lead us, as long as he can tell us what we must do as a nation. And if the whole, the entire country thinks that the president is doing the right thing, definitely we will vote him again. And this is why you find that we are saying 2018 President Mugabe is the candidate.
Well, there is nothing wrong in what she said. But I think, you know, you guys, you are taking it, you know, literally. What she meant is President Mugabe was elected by the people. Right? He can still do it as long as he is capable of doing it. We have seen so many people in this world, you know, being in charge of, you know, serious positions. As long as they can execute those mandates without problems, then I don't foresee any problem. For example, in ZANU-PF, we've got so many people who are disadvantaged. That's the policy of the party. But at the end of the day, you need to understand in what capacity was she saying that. Not that the president is, you know, incapable.
So now, in the context that maybe she was saying that even if the president won't be able, you know, his body is no longer strong, he can be put in a wheelchair and, you know, still rule Zimbabwe. What could be wrong with that, or what could be right with that kind of scenario?
No. I still maintain that maybe you are taking it literally. What she meant was the president is elected by Zimbabweans. It is up to Zimbabweans to decide what they are going to do with him, irrespective of any physical abilities you can think of.